Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got to get Dr. Pachinik back on, because every time he tells me something, I'm going to look it up and it's true. He was talking about when he was at the RAND Corporation, he was the main guy developing the takedown plan for the Soviet Union via Afghanistan with Brzezinski. I mean, the stories this guy could tell, because you got the big national Russian TV calling up, wanting to get a hold of Pachinik to have him on. I said, why do they want you on? He goes, well, because I helped bring him down. Dr. Pachinik, you know, we'll give you a break for a few weeks, but I want to get you back on to just talk about...
Well, you can bring me back next week if you want to, but basically the takedown of the Soviet Union was done at the request of Dr. Richard Solomon, who was then the head of the RAND Corporation. I had nothing to do with Brzezinski, and he asked me to develop a plan, which is 153 pages on psychological determinants for the takedown of the Soviet Union. And I used the rock and roll, the Pope, who was very, very helpful to us, military budget, SDI. Reagan was exceedingly helpful. We worked with him, and then Reagan brought me back in, and I worked with some members of the CIA. One was Fritz Ehrmacht, who is now open, but there were a lot of members of the CIA, Don Gregg, Jim Lilly, who were very famous operatives and became ambassadors, and we were all involved in Matlock. We're all involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union. But it was not given to us. We literally had a program in the first 100 days to take down the Soviet Union.
But did Brzezinski pick up on that plan? Because I know, you were in the White House when Brzezinski was there, correct, or at that time?
Well, no, I was in the State Department, and Brzezinski was actually attacking the man I was working with, who was a wonderful Secretary of State, Cyrus Vance. Internally, we had a very major fight between Brzezinski and Cyrus Vance. I have nothing against Brzezinski. I think he's a very smart individual, but I was in the State Department at the time, and the war was between Brzezinski. Carter couldn't control it. I worked for Warren Christopher and Cyrus Vance, and he was a very nice gentleman. And then I worked on Camp David, and Carter really deserves the credit for that, as does Cyrus Vance and Warren Christopher. And unfortunately, Warren Christopher just died a month ago, a very great Deputy Secretary of State and also a great Secretary of State. He was a Democrat, and as I said to you, both Democrats and Republicans are capable and are also incompetent.
All right, let's quickly jam in two more. Quick question from Janice in Minnesota, and then Dave. Quick question, Janice.
Okay, I don't have a quick question. I heard you, Dr. Pachinik, on Coast to Coast the other night, and I was very shocked at the comment you made. You started talking about politics, and I understand you're quite the, you know, insider and so on as far as your knowledge, and I do respect that. However, when you said that the greatest president that we have had in modern times is Herbert Walker Bush, the senior, I was just quite taken aback, because here he is. He was ahead of the CIA and in the...
No, I got your question. We got to move. What's your statement?
What I said, let me just correct it. For me, I was asked, whom did I think for me was the most important president in terms of foreign policy? And I said, I felt he was very seriously undervalued, and really nobody talked about what he had accomplished.
You're saying compared to Obama and Junior and Clinton and all these people.
He was really quite effective and very modest. You never heard of what he did, and he did a lot. Took down apartheid, forget the other things. He was involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union. He was involved in the takedown of Debussy. He was involved in the takedown of Mengistu. He was involved in the takedown of Noriega. I mean, what this gentleman did quietly, and he was involved in the Ethiopian movement into his. I mean, this man did a lot in foreign policy and never said a word. He and Brent Scowcroft were amazing. And so we do have presidents who are quite distinguished, whether you like it or not. What he did domestically is another issue. I'm just talking from my point of view. I'm not an insider. Quite frankly, I'm an outsider. I was never invited to anybody's meals. I'm not invited to anybody. Despite the fact everybody thinks I'm in the CFR, which I am, I'm also a member of the Association of Former Intelligence Operatives, National Military Intelligence Association, a member of the Writers Guild, and a member of the Producers Guild and the Academy of Arts and Sciences. None of which means anything to anybody, and a member of the Red Carpet Lounge at United Airlines. So what I'm simply
Hold on. We can't end it there. We got to come back and finish up with that. A little bit on Tom Clancy, and then Dave in Long Island. That'll be it. Dr. Pachinik twisting his arm with us. It's just a treasure trove of info. And he called 9/11. He called the fake Bin Laden thing. He's got courage. That's why he's here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Amazing two-plus hour-long live interview with Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. We're going to talk to just Dave in Long Island. That's going to be it for calls. But before we go to Dave, this final caller, what does Tom Clancy think about what you're doing? Because I was reading the synopsis of Coast to Coast AM a few nights ago when you were on, I guess it would be... Tuesday night, I read some of the synopsis yesterday, was unable to listen because I had to get some shut-eye because you were on late. But the quote I saw was that you were talking about you're working on some new books with Tom Clancy. But what's Tom Clancy's view of you? I can't speak for Tom.
I haven't talked to him in a while. But basically, Tom is a very realistic, smart individual who understands psychological warfare. He's also very funny, what I said. I mean, when you work with him, this is an exceedingly smart, witty individual who understands the dynamics of what's going on. I can't speak on his behalf. I haven't seen him in a while, but he's, I really don't know what he thinks right now in terms of Obama and Osama. And quite frankly, the books we worked on, the Bears books prior to that and the books that he had, you know, there was always a sense of human reality testing, which is lacking in this country right now. Number one, we do have a need of humor on behalf of some of the people who take themselves so seriously. They're very pretentious, particularly our political leaders, whether it's the head of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. They seem to be very pompous and self-righteous, and good God, you know, every pronouncement sounds as if this is this was from the words of God. And at the same time, somebody pointed out correctly, your listeners, that Obama doesn't seem to be there. And there seems to be what I call a dissociation between the man and his emotions. He's got a very flat affect, what we call very flat, and people pick that up. It's almost as if he's not connected to the message he's saying, yet when he's on the trail, he just loves to shake hands. But be it as it may, you know, people will have different perspectives as to what Tom thinks. I really don't know. You'd have to interview him, and it would be interesting to hear.
Let me throw this out there, because you are a psychiatrist and a psych warfare expert. Myself individually, obviously when I was 25, I wanted to impress women. But that was about it. I don't like awards or attention. I mean, I do this because it's a mission. I don't like tyranny. I don't like bullies running my life. I'd rather go fishing and hang out with my kids and, you know, play tennis or whatever, or oil paint with them. And as I've gotten a little more power and a little more influence and learn more, I get more and more humble and more freaked out by, you know, tenuous, transitory human power. But then I study these elites, and on average, they love award ceremonies. They love primping and posing. The more power they get, they relish the crowds. They relish the applause. When I walk out to 2,000 people and people are crying and clapping, it's like embarrassing, because I realize I'm just human, and I'm going, my God, I better do a good job. These people are looking up to me. That seems like a normal, you know, I guess, in the hierarchy of needs perspective. Now all I want is a future for my children and for them to have a future with other people. I you know, have gone to that pure mode of seeing how short life is, understanding that we're all part of a larger community. And then I see the worldliness of the merger of Hollywood and politics and these people relishing it. And you know, you're calling it narcissism, but it seems to go beyond that. And I don't mean to talk about myself, but just analyzing my position, that as you get more power, you tend to become more humble. But then I look at most people in power, they become more arrogant, more wild, more reckless with hubris. But I realize as you get more power, that like Spider-Man says, with great power comes great responsibility. Now, I'm still, you know, decisive from research. I know you have to be decisive, but that comes from research and already having preset, you know, decisions I've made. But still, it makes you nervous, because if you make a mistake, it has a bigger effect. But these guys, they just think power is the prima facie authorization to do whatever they want. I mean, do you get where I'm going?
Yes. The difference between you, my friend, and myself and them, I was promoted to Brigadier General status 07. I turned it down. I was asked to go on the medal. I turned all of that down, just like you did. I was not interested. The difference between you, who's somebody who's very grounded, understands what it is, despite what the press will say, you're a conspirator and all of that, that's nonsense. The difference between you and the understanding of where you came from and your wanting to learn, and the politician who wants to self-aggrandize, is the difference between an American who's stable and a narcissist, a politician who has to self-aggrandize and has nothing that he or she has accomplished. So when you look at these politicians, you're really looking at movie stars. The problem I had on television, or creating television shows or even novels, is that the movie star is the least important person. They're the ones who are saying your words, i.e. the writer's words, and the creator or the executive producer, where they think they're really the center of attraction. Well, the problem with narcissists, and it's malignant narcissism, is that these politicians genuinely believe after a while that they are important. In fact, if you take them away from their telephone and their position, they are of no relevance. So what happens? They become so-called lobbyists, and then they get money for nothing more than being egregious and pandering to the next level. And this is what's happening. We went from a product-oriented country to a very sensible country of real people producing real products, to a country of process producing nothing more than process and paper pushing, and individuals who are intercessors for intercessors with nothing more for their sense of self-worth than the fact that they were deputy to the deputy to the deputy of the deputy. And this is out of control, and this is what's happened. that's why the only institution that I can respect within the American hierarchical system is really the military. Why? Because it's very tough to be on the ground and fighting and having a sense of discipline and self-discipline and being shot at and caring about whether you are a captain or a major. You really have to go through the system, and you really have to be accountable for life and death. That's why you and I have respect for physicians. We have respect for those who create, you know, whether it's a person who drives a truck, his responsibility is to make sure that he can deliver the goods, or whether it's a mechanic or whether it's anybody, doesn't matter what it is. There is no one in your audience who's going to advance him or herself on the basis of saying how important they think they should be. The only ones who do that are really, by definition, sociopaths, because they have no sense of guilt, they have no sense of consequence, so they can say anything they want. The president is a typical example of that, be it this president, a Democrat, or a Republican like Bush Jr., who had no sense of self, consequences, had never performed successfully in any of these feats. And then you have Clinton, who clearly was filleted in the White House. How much sociopath can you have there? Then you have his wife, who can tell you the broadest lies in the world and then still tell you how important she feels she is and writes a book that she never even wrote. So we have created a culture of sociopathy, which is more dangerous than just narcissism. And that's what makes the difference between the Alex Jones show and the audience and the American government that so-called represents us. They don't represent us. It's not real anymore. They're in the Wizard of Oz, the Wizard of Sociopathy. They are now really sociopaths, who are doing nothing more than self-aggrandizing, yeah, extending their own narcissism.
Well, when you talk about process, it's as if the paper pushing BS factories are waging war against the farms, the ranches, the industry. I mean, they are, and so the false
exactly
reality
correct
can't exist with those of us in reality, and so that's the problem. They won't leave us alone. I mean, they can play dress.
That's the basis of a revolution, my friend. That's where we began to have a revolution. I don't think anybody understands the history very well. The American public, contrary to any other world government, we did not tolerate King George. We did not tolerate in the French Revolution Louis XVI. What we have now is a variation of Louis XVI. Feed them cake. We'll take over and take care of you. No, you can't. You don't even know how to take care of yourselves. We have the farmers. We have the ranchers. We have the mechanics, the truck drivers, the doctors. Do you know what the designation of an MD is now? My daughter was designated an MD as a home health provider, or health provider. Do you believe that after 10 years of education?
Yeah, the bureaucrats are taking titles away from people that really deserve the position and the responsibility. Again, the scum is waging war against reality. Final call.
Right.
Dave in Long Island, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Dr. Pachanik. Can I ask you guys a question and the fellas out there in Radio Land?
Yeah, we only got a minute and a half. Go ahead.
If a private person or a private mercenary group or another government claimed that they killed Osama bin Laden and they gave the same story, they threw the body overboard, the phony picture, the story isn't straight. If a private person came back to the United States and said, oh, yeah, I just killed Osama bin Laden, would we buy that?
No.
Would anybody buy that?
In prison, by the way. We would have going to be order arrest.
That's a great point. That's a great point, doctor.
If an individual commits a foreign policy act, we put him in prison. There's some law to that effect.
My point is if we're not going to buy it from any scenario like that, why should we buy it from the government? Why should we?
That's why we're saying it. That's why you got to tell your congressman in Long Island, all those people there who represent you, get out and start telling the truth.
Well, there's no doubt the White House is definitely on top of this. So is all their dinosaur media people stumbling along on their last leg. And Dave, great point. Great tail gunner caller to end the broadcast that way. Dr. Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. Look forward to having you up again in the near future. You've been very gracious. And I'll say bye to you here at the break. But thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, and thank your audience. It's been wonderful. It's really an honor to be on.
That's been an honor to be on with you. Folks, you can agree with him, disagree with him, but the point is he's had a lot of courage and made a lot of good points, and is also, independently, separately from our analysis, pointed out, these people are at war against everything decent, everything wholesome, because they're hollow scum, and they think it will expand their power if real people don't exist when they wouldn't exist if it wasn't for us. Things are way out of balance. Retransmission with Key Intel straight ahead. Info.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know, when I talk about land of the slaves, home of the cowards, I'm talking about the article up on PrisonPlanet.com, Intellectual Lobotomy of America, Mother Injects 8-Year-Old with Botox. And these mothers dress their 5-6-year-old girls up like whores in high heels and short miniskirts and paint them up with war paint. Then they inject them so they don't get wrinkles. You see, people don't value liberty and freedom and family and what's valuable. The globalists force feed us cultural death. So when I say land of the slaves, home of the cowards, I'm talking about that 50% or so that believes all the propaganda, that like the nanny state. I'm talking about the close to 50% of Americans in major polls that believe guns are illegal, and the types that call the police on their neighbor if they see them putting a gun in their car. The type of people that routinely, I see in the news all the time, I know you see it as well, call the police if they see a mother spat their son or daughter on the hind end at a Target or a grocery store parking lot. Now, the child's talking back, not doing what they're told, throwing a fit. Mama gives them a few spats. They call the police come, CPS come, they take you to jail, they take your kid. It's not illegal. In fact, the Democrats were trying to pass a bill that to corporally punish Texas school children in the government training centers, that they would have to get parent sign-off permission, and the Republican legislature killed the bill. Oh, you didn't know that they still, in public schools all over the country, take a big wooden board and pop you so hard with it, it leaves bruises? And by the way, I think it's a good idea. Let me tell you something. That was one of the things that made me behave myself in middle school and high school. Of course, they learned that that didn't work, so they would run me because I was also, you know, in the sports program. They'd say, after school, you're going to meet me out at the track. And they would run me till I threw up. And that was the end of it. But once they lose control of the youth, then they all act like a bunch of criminals. Then they get tasered. They go to prison. You must have discipline. Just like dog training or anything else. Now, I'm torn, though, on the issue of the school not having to ask permission. Because I do believe in corporal punishment. But at the same time, why would the Republicans say that parents shouldn't be able to make that decision? I mean, if the child's out of control, they're just expelled. That's the end of it. And these schools are out of control, which is part of the social engineer's plan. They knew full well with Dr. Spock and all those children's books they put out for parents 50 years ago that it was going to cause societal breakdown. That's always been the plan. They didn't want the parents putting their values into the children. They wanted parents to stand back, let your kid be themselves, not so they'd be themselves, but so the television set and the public school could indoctrinate them with the new values of anti-gun, anti-liberty, anti-private property, low test scores. That's why they've gotten rid of many test scores. They've gotten rid of the A+, the E for excellence. They've gotten rid of the dodgeball. They've gotten rid of all of it because they're being turned into domesticated, cowardly, spoiled, rotten ninnies. But that itself is a side issue. It is not illegal to spank your children. It is illegal to break their wrist. It is illegal to punch them in the nose because that's assault. But they put out this mass hoax that it's illegal to spank your children, where then people are even afraid to. And then their children are out of control and run out into traffic and get run over. You see, you can intellectually try to reason with children, but at a certain point, they have to be disciplined. The third time they try to stick their finger in the light socket, the third time they walk over to the stove and try to stick their hand in the flame, that's what two-year-olds do. The third time they do it, you've got to whack them on the hand so they understand. When you do that, it causes pain. Do you understand? My wife took piano from when she lived in Madrid for 4 years from a very famous piano teacher. I'm going to say the name, very famous. And her family was able to get her in there because of connections in music. She has some family there, concert pianist and violinist. They were able to get her in, but the woman would beat her hands, and this is when my wife was a teenager, would beat her hands with a yardstick and sometimes beat them bloody when she made mistakes, because that's just how everybody was taught to play piano, going back, you know, 500 years. Of course, and I'm not even saying that is a good thing overall, but that's what produced concert masters, is that you're making mistakes. Your brain is going to find a way to do it right, and when you make a mistake, whack, whack, whack. The point is, it works. The system knows that. Now, they teach you not to discipline, but then they taser you or stomp your brains out when you're spoiled rotten.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're about 30 minutes away from Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us to cover the fake Bin Laden videos they've released. Four of the five, admittedly, old videos already released. They just cut in new color backgrounds behind them, but it's the exact same video. It would have been too obvious if they released the audio with it, because he'd be saying the exact same thing. So they just cut the audio out. They've now shown Senator Inhofe some of the fake photos of Bin Laden, or it might have even been his frozen body. There's no telling, shot up on board a Navy ship. And I thought about creating a fake Bin Laden death photo. In fact, I think I'm going to announce it here. And then we'll put a YouTube video out saying Bin Laden, dead Bin Laden photo released. It'll be like a one-minute YouTube, and we'll show the photo and say, oh, sorry, my Photoshop guy made it. See how easy it is for the government to lie to you, but they won't even show it to you. I think I'll do that as an educational tool for folks. But members of Congress see photos of Osama bin Laden's dead body. Yes, and other mythical creatures. Here's the big news that Pachinik's also going to be talking about with us. Top doctor confirms bin Laden had Marfan syndrome. That's PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. MSNBC hit piece unwittingly reveals corroboration for Dr. Steve R. Pachinik's assertion that Osama died in 2001. We're going to be breaking all of that down. And here is that MSNBC article for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, just search New Life for an Old Rumor. Was Bin Laden a Marfanoid? By Jonelle Alika, I think you pronounce it, the health writer. So there you have it. We're going to be going over that. And I produced a special video that Aaron, even though I ordered him not to do it, spent 2 days up editing and putting together with documentation for every claim I make. It is extremely powerful video, and it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now is the top story. We need to get this out to everyone. Proof, Bin Laden death, another government lie. Proof, Bin Laden death, another government lie. And again, why is this so important? Because the White House advisors, Robert Shapiro and others, last year in the Financial Times of London and other publications, other top advisors, and Glenn Beck even talked about this, came out and said, we need a new Oklahoma City to blame on domestic groups and a new 9/11 to make the president look strong. He needs to look like he can protect us and be decisive and get things done. And attacks also made people rally around him. So without that, his agenda's dead. He will not be reelected. They went on to say Bill Clinton had a 40% approval rating. It went to 61 to 63, depending on which poll you looked at. Gallup, USA Today, 63, 61. Right before the election, and Bill Clinton told reporters on Air Force One after his reelection, he said, I owe it to Oklahoma City bombing. It brought us together. Yeah, the Hitler blowing up the Reichstag, firebombing it, brought the Germans together, too. Hitler staged attack on their own military base at Gliwice on the Polish border, brought the Germans together to attack Poland as if a 19th century military would attack the Germans. But, hey, it was fun. It's fun to gang up on people in caves that you know are easy to beat. It's fun to gang up on the Poles when the Germans had the most modern military. It's fun to stomp on some people and blow up their cities because, after all, they attacked our base at Gliwice. Of course, declassified, it didn't happen. Totally fake. But it's fun. It's fun. It's fun to be conned. So they're getting ready to launch new wars against Pakistan. You see that saber-rattling intensifying. New reports out of the government plans to seize the nuclear weapons by invading their military bases. Told you that was coming months ago because it's all following a script. It's a nice smokescreen for all the other wars they're launching and the attempt at overthrow of Syria that's intensifying into month number two right now. Our media says, oh, the government, it's illegal to try to kill Gaddafi, who made deals with him 6 years ago and gave his WMDs. They're not trying to kill him. They just keep bombing all of his homes every day. They thought he was dead for a week, they said, and then he popped back up on TV. And so within minutes, they tried to bomb the facility he was in. Oh, but then they lie to us. We're not trying to assassinate him. No, we just bomb everywhere he is and keep killing members of his family. And Al-Qaeda is the core group, and the leaders of the Al-Qaeda were people who were at black sites for years. They grab these people as double agents. They train them. It turns out that's what Camp X-Ray is. They kind of have a public camp for the 14, 15-year-olds that the CIA admits they grab who are innocent out of Afghanistan and Yemen and other places. But then they've got internal camps that are really training centers where they psychologically evaluate people, find out who they want to use, send those they want to kill to European or Egyptian black sites, and the others get recruited, then get sent to Langley for training, and then get dispatched. I mean, it's all public. That's how totally ruthless and totally dark these people are. And so that's why we've got to expose the Bin Laden fable, because it attempts to back up the original 9/11 outside job fable. Right as they push the total media takeover grid, the internet and cell phone and TV radio takeover switch, the Cybersecurity Act, now in the defense bill, they're trying to pass as we speak. It's now been attached as a rider. As they go ahead and flip the switches, the grid's already in place. Why? Because the Fortune 100 and the top five or six telecoms are owned by the big mega banks that own and run our government through fraud. And so the government comes and gives them mandated billions a year as part of the telecommunications acts that are reauthorized every year to put in the hubs, put in the equipment, put in the systems. FCC comes in with regulations to put the spy takeover chips in all the cell phones, all the computers. Now all the new appliances rolling out have all the spy chips, where data over power line goes into the plug-in socket that has a chip now on all new major appliances that turn the device into a surveillance system. Oh, don't believe me? Yesterday's headline, please put it on screen. Google wants to take over your house. And then they say, yes, we're now going to dial into all of your appliances. And even if you don't have the newest appliances, they will access your computer with the new fluorescent bulbs with data over power lines. They can send data. They've been doing it for 20 years over power lines. Now they're transmitting over all major power line systems. It sends a controlled signal off of switching boxes in your area, down, it goes into the flickering fluorescent. Now law, you must have them. The fluorescent then, at an ultra-fast movement, flashes code, similar to Morse code, at your computer. And now all the major operating systems have these built in for your computer to be remotely accessed and controlled. There it is. Google wants Android to take over your home with Android Home, Metro. Yeah, that's not the CNN. Do me a favor, reprint me the CNN, because I want to read their quotes for everybody, where they say everything will be controlled by us. Your garage door opener, your dishwasher, your laundry, everything will be surveilled. This was always the plan. But notice, it's not just that Google, the known NSA CIA front, is doing this. At the exact same time, all globally, what the Japanese, Chinese, South Koreans make, what's made in the U.S., global standardization, same thing in Japan, same thing in Germany, same thing in England, same thing in Australia. Global standardization, where all the devices are designed to be taken over by this system. And the public schools are announcing, yes, we're watching your kids at home. Oh, and also reprint me, because I know I gave the reports to Rob Jacobson and Dew, who are putting out some special reports on it, so it's not in my stack now. The AP article about $2 million Department of Defense federal grant in San Antonio at one elementary, and they tell you to help save food money, to decide what to feed the kids if they're being wasteful. And it says it analyzes even a half-eaten pear, and everything's fine, and it's about your children's nutrition. Mm-hmm. Department of Defense federal grant. They care so much. And I've seen reports all over the country. They have AI software hooked into cameras in the classrooms, in the bathrooms, recording all audio, putting it into digital databases, their voice print analysis of all of your the children. According to seating arrangements, the children write reports on government-issued computers that is then put in a large database. If you're doubting me on this, just look it up. It's what the Kinect system, the Microsoft platform, is that can know up to 14 people's voices in the room in the house and follows your facial and body movements for the video game. You then put your credit card info, your purchases, your internet surfing. It only cost a few $100s because, as Bill Gates said 8 years ago, we're going to take your home over with this. And he spent 7 years developing it, and they rolled it out last year. All of it is unified. Unified devices that track and surveil and face print, it also face scans, voice print, everything. Those systems are also rolling out in all of the public schools. Children thumb scanning to get their school lunch, thumb scanning to get library books. Parents being given ID cards, even be able to come get their kids. They're being face scanned and enrolled. Total system of absolute Big Brother takeover. And it's bigger than the Manhattan Project globally. Trillions of dollars to put this whole grid in. Face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras. They've got biometric cameras, even if you're wearing a mask, that shoot through your clothes. They get the body print. When you go to the clothing stores that now have body scanners for, quote, better fitting, that's then sold to the feds. The body scanners in the malls going in, also at the airports. I told you that 10 years ago. Last year they admitted that, yes, they are saving the body scans and getting a 360 biometric scan of the body at the airport. That's one of the main functions of the system. Again, you think I'm joking. This is the full spectrum, total takeover, where they can turn off any devices they want, where they can surveil everything going on in your home, but even better, ripping you off. In fact, people won't believe it. I did some searching last night and found unlimited articles. Power company what was on PG&E, I think's the name. Try this. Power company admits smart meters overcharging. Oh, it's an accident. We doubled your prices once the smart meter went in. They tell you it's going to save you money, and they're going to control it. But really, it's there to create the algorithms to track what's happening and rip you off. And I know you're going to love it. Because being ripped off is what people are into. Because it's so much fun to get scared of Bin Laden. It's so much fun to roll around in fear at night in a fetal position with your wife as you cry. Ah, Bin Laden's going to get me. Oh, T.S., they stick your hands down my pants. Ah, give me cancer viruses and the shots. Give me statin drugs and eat my brain. Protect me. Fluoride. I want bone cancer. I love fluoride. Oh, I love being an idiot. Oh, please teach my kids how to be spies against me. Please make me a prisoner. Oh, it's such land of the free, home of the brave to have 100,000 priests now publicly trained to spy on their flocks. Oh, that movie Red Dawn, that fictional account, those kids are the bad guys because in that movie the preacher's spying on everybody and so's the mayor. That's what freedom is. Oh, it's so good. Oh. I mean, it's just off the charts sickening. Here's Google. CNN Money. Google wants to control your home. Plus, they won't believe it. We pulled me up the AP article out of Minnesota. There's also one out of Texas where they have the flickering computer-controlled fluorescence that just so happened. Other studies show that can put you in a mesmerized state. But, again, everything they roll out has multifaceted uses. It doesn't just control your computer. It controls you. Google wants to control your home. And see, all these big corporations getting government contracts, they make money as they enslave you. You pay to be enslaved. And it's just rolled out as they drug our water, drug our food. Every major GMO crop that comes out has the accidental side effect of reducing fertility and increasing cancer and bowel diseases all off the chart. And we interview top genetic engineer scientists from Russia and England and the U.S. on record who would be there and say, this potato is sterilizing the mice. And they go, that's not an accidental trait. Let's not discuss it. But this is going to sterilize people. There's too many people, doctor. Come on, you know that. I mean, they're just savage weapon system attacking, savaging everyone. And the cops love it. And the school teachers love it. Everybody's got their little petty power position. Everybody loves being killed and hurt and mutilated and attacked and brainwashed and dumbed down. And the plunging IQs and the dumbed down, slobbering, foaming at the mouth populations. They're just begging to be hurt, begging to be exterminated as the background attacks just intensify with the ambient level of soft kill being incrementally turned up with the humanity and the human soul and all our innocent children caught in the jaws of this super predator class who's just sitting back, taking their time, slowly gutting us, totally destroying us. Yeah, here's the Huffington Post tech section. LVX system ceiling lights send coded internet data going into government buildings. PG&E smart meters overcharge thousands. NBC, oh, double charging, such an accident. Oh, everything controlled. Nothing you can do about it once the grid's in place. Just total savage ripoffs, and they love it. Remember Enron, some days making over $1 billion a day just in California, fake trading computers that they'd give Congress people tours of. And then they would the phone recordings of it that have been released Ken Lay's people from Enron would call up the power plant and go, we need you to cut power today. How's that sound? They'd say, absolutely, thanks for the call. They'd hang up the phone and then, oh, there's blackouts. There's not enough power. We gotta triple charge you. And the average yuppie can't admit they're being conned. They're delusional, little make-believe egomaniacs who are so narcissistic they can't admit that somebody's screwing them. So they just giggle and say, I'm not being ripped off. We really are having power outages. and again, just loving being ripped off, loving being conned, loving it, just begging for it. Well, not me. All right, I'm ranting. I'm angry, ladies and gentlemen. That's because I swam and jogged this morning. Google wants to control your home. First, Google dominated the web with search. Admitted NSA. Then it ruled mobile devices with Android totally surveilling you. Now Google wants to control everything inside your home. At its annual I.O. Developers Conference in San Francisco on Tuesday, the company previewed the Android Home, a future platform. The grid's already completely going in. That will allow you, see, total concerted through all of industry, It's only less than 100 of these companies. You get the SPP documents from North American Union. It's Fortune 100. They're telling government what to do. First item on the agenda, stealth integration North America. Keep this from the public. We're going to fund ourselves with a carbon tax. Hoorah! These slaves will put up with anything. Get them! At its annual I.O. Developers Conference in San Francisco on Tuesday, the company previewed Android Home, a future platform that will allow you to interact practically any electronic device you own using Google. Connected device like a home media equipment, dishwashers, cars, lights could soon be able to control using the new platform that they'll control, that they'll rip you off with, that they'll study your human behavior and create algorithms that can already predict the future with over 93% total probability just with Google searches tracking mass movements. This is a crystal ball and a kill switch. These people are geniuses, but they are evil. We like to think of your entire home as an accessory, or better yet, a network of accessories, and think of Android as the operating system for your home, said Joe Britt, head of the Android Home team. See, we think of your home as ours. What did Schmidt say, the head of Google, last year before he stepped down? He said, yeah, we're surveilling you, and you shouldn't do anything you're not ashamed of. Well, I may be in my house frying eggs up and drinking orange juice, but it's not your business to come look through my window. But see, that's the attitude. We're going to watch everything you're doing. You know, we're going to watch you in your bedroom. Well, I want privacy. What do you got to hide? But meanwhile, government and industry are totally secretive because they're a pack of crooks, a pack of pot-bellied, gibbering, wicked control freaks, and only our lackadaisical, servile, weak-kneed behavior and our willingness to be dumbed down has allowed these lesser men to do this to us. I want to rout them.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Strange days are here. Strange days have found us. you, I'm ranting and raving because it's a normal response to the scientific enslavement surveillance grid being put in where everything in your house can be surveilled and turned off by the government or private industry. And children with $2 million camera systems analyzing how they eat under Department of Defense grants in San Antonio, Texas. I mean, this is a creepy group of eugenicists who are setting up their world government as a system to reduce world population forcibly. That's their plan. And you read this article, One Deception, they say the chief obstacle to making that happen across all connected devices is finding a single open standard to control everything on your own. It says right now, Apple, Google, they all have different systems. That's not true. The cybersecurity system, already in place for 4 years, standardizes the code keys and has chips put in all devices that are takeover chips, which they now admitted to you this week. They rolled it out. Because of the Bin Laden being so scary, we're going to now have alerts that break in and take over your phone. Nobody goes, well, how was that already pre-programmed? How are you able to do that? Well, we have a takeover chip. Oh, but we just decided this week to take your phone over. It's all a strategic rollout. It's a blueprint that they follow, and they take their time and they gauge it as they move and make small changes, where all of society, farms, ranches, vitamins, everything is taken over by big industry. All right, I want to go to a clip ahead of Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us. This is Bin Laden's son, the one that is anti-war, didn't like him, kind of a hippie with, you know, he's got the hippie haircut and all the rest of it, coming out and saying, I'm not even sure that my dad is dead or that they killed him. But the media spun it like he was saying, if you did kill him, you murdered him, and he deserved a fair trial. They're like, how dare you want a fair trial? Well, if you got the evidence, that's why we have trials. So we find out what really went on. Because under tyrannies, you don't have trials. They can just say, seize that man for treason. I say he's a criminal. You see? But they set the precedent with white supremacists and Bin Laden and unpopular type groups for everybody else. Here's a clip from Fox where the son is saying, hey, in the letter, I'm not even sure he's dead. Here it is.
This is surprising because, remember, this is the son of Osama bin Laden who left Osama bin Laden in 1999 along with his mother because they didn't like the way in which bin Laden was living his life. And then he went on to write a book about what it was like to grow up as a bin Laden. So here now is his statement post-death. We are not convinced on the available evidence in the absence of a dead body, photographs and video evidence that our natural father is dead. If he has been summarily executed, then we question the propriety of such assassination. We maintain that arbitrary killing is not a solution to political problems. So I guess this is an example of somebody who would have benefited from the administration releasing photos or videotape.
Okay,
but then
that's
would that
enough.
Have been good enough? I mean, you can argue.
Well, I mean, why do you buy anything from governments that have been caught lying over and over again? As we go to break, I want to play this clip. Former Colin Powell Chief of Staff Lawrence Wilkerson said, I don't think they really wanted to get bin Laden. No kidding. He was already dead, but they wanted to keep the boogeyman alive. The idea of bin Laden to say he's hiding under your chair, give your rights up to us, we'll protect you. Pay the mafia protection money, give us your liberty, we'll protect you from bin Laden. Here it is.
About. No, I think it was quite the opposite. I don't think they really wanted to get bin Laden. And it's an interesting bit of scholarship, I think, for historians to try and calculate is exactly why that occurred. But I don't think they wanted to get bin Laden. You could be very cynical and say they didn't want to get him because once got him, the war was over. And that left all the political advantage gone.
Bingo!
Or you could say that they knew that it was almost an impossibility
Bingo.
To get him, given
okay, that's
what
good.
They'd done to the intelligence.
Yeah, you've got close to a million private intelligence operatives in the U.S. now, on average making over 100 G's a year. You think they want the bin Laden to go away? You think these intelligence agencies with fake video? Yeah, private intelligence agencies have been caught faking these videos over and over again on record. You figured it out yet? They're staging all this to rob us blind. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.